today on Rockin' the Suburbs.
Hey, Jim, you know what I like best about intern Sam?
I'm not sure. There are so many things to like.
Totally. But I like it best that he's right here next to us.
Yay. All right, Patrick, what is the best decision we've ever made on this podcast?
Starting with hiring intern Sam to be our on our team, and then having more interns.
Yes.
And then having the interns contribute
their new
music picks, right?
That's right.
I think that was it. That was when we were like, what have we been doing here? Why have I been sitting on this asset?
I know. It's incredible. And also, I'll say, because intern Sam is with us today, really briefly to thank him for all the work he did during Suburb Purpose Pods Fest and all he does every day. But also, you can go to our website, which Sam does a wonderful job of keeping running. Go to suburbspod.com, sign up for our newsletter, and you'll get weekly picks from the interns
That's
about
right.
what they've been listening to.
Yeah.
And us too, if you care, but most people don't.
So the show is Rockin' the Suburbs. I'm Jim Linehan.
I'm Patrick Foster.
And with us is
Intern Sam.
Sam Lisker, ladies and gentlemen. All right. It's great to see you again, have you here, and thanks. I want to echo Patrick. Thanks for all your help with everything and shooting the video at the festival and all that kind of stuff.
Of course.
And thank your brother.
Yes.
Josh,
yes,
as well.
He felt honored to watch the merch table that night. He was like, I've made it.
I was like, just keep an eye on this, Josh. I got to go do something. Yeah. And he was Johnny on the spot. All right. Now, here's the deal. We have three intern picks this month. Jason and Matt decided to sit this month out.
Okay.
So we have Sam, Sammy, and Mary.
Sweet.
All right.
Great.
Now, the way they do this is they send us recordings, little recordings of their picks. And so I can play that recording you made, Sam, if you want, or would you rather just introduce the song yourself, or how do you want to do this?
You know what? Since I'm here, I'll introduce the song myself.
Yeah, all right. Baby.
So what's your pick for September?
My pick for September is Montero by Lil Nas X.
Sweet.
Yeah. When he first came out with Old Town Road, I was thinking, oh, another YouTube one hit wonder, right? Because he started off with this song, and it was over a video game montage, and then it just took off over the next few months. And then into 2019, he got Billy Ray Cyrus on the track.
Right.
And then it just catapulted further, and he shattered all these streaming records and all that stuff. And then he came out with an EP, I think later that year, called Seven, which included Old Town Road. And then it included a bunch of other songs that went through a variety of different genres. It wasn't as strong as I think a lot of people had hoped it would be. It was a good effort, though, for an up-and-coming artist.
Okay.
And then I guess maybe the pandemic must have had a huge effect on this, like with a lot of artists and their creativity. But Montero just shattered my expectations. It was a million times better than Seven. He took that and just perfected it further and got all these great additions on the record. I think he got Elton John playing piano in one song as well. But Montero is further proof that Lil Nas X is not a one-hit wonder. He touches on a lot of personal topics in this, such as coming to terms with his sexuality, reflecting on the challenges he faced trying to fit in school. And before he got into music, he dropped out of college and lived at his sister's home, like a lot of these artists where they're like, no, this is what I want to do. And this is like a stadium rock album with elements of trap and hip hop in it as well. So again, it spans all these genres. And I also wrote at one point that I don't know if y'all remember when Lady Gaga finally kind of kicked off, she was doing all these super outrageous things to get all these to get all this attention. That's kind of what Lil Nas X did. I think if a lot of us were watching the news earlier in the year, he had the Satan shoes, where it was like little drops of blood in shoes to go with the record. And then Nike sued him. Like, it was this whole crazy thing. And then he did a video where he was pole dancing in hell, and you know, just all this wacky stuff. But he was taking little bits and pieces out of the pop star playbook and executing them super well. Built up all this hype, all this publicity, and out comes this album, and it's fantastic. So if I had to recommend a track from it, there's so many good ones. It would either be the title track Montero or Industry Baby, but I think we should go with Industry Baby just because the horns in it are, wow, there's something else.
Yeah. All right.
Very cool. Very cool. That's the first I've heard.
Really?
Yeah, I need to listen to the whole record.
I feel like it's all over YouTube and TikTok, but what's so funny about that is he makes a reference to Nicki Minaj in the song. Mm. He had originally wanted to ask Nicki Minaj to sing the part or to rap the part that Jack Harlow there is rapping, but she never responded.
Oh, is that right?
So he got one of the songwriters to go in and do it instead, and he killed it. He rocked it.
That's nice.
Yeah.
I mean, I appreciate that he has such, like you said it well, taken bits of pieces of the pop stardom playbook, especially the modern social media era pop stardom playbook, mm-hmm. and played it so well.
Yeah.
And now he's created all this freedom and space for him to create his own music, which is amazing too.
Right.
So that's great. Yeah. I mean, using it to that end is awesome, to create a sustainable platform for yourself and then suddenly to make worthwhile music. So that's cool.
Yeah, I wouldn't be surprised if, I'm sure it'll probably get nominated for something. Yeah. I know the singles have been nominated for various awards on different shows for different award ceremonies, but I would not be surprised if one of these ended up in a Grammy nomination category.
Right.
Yeah, totally. I don't know. I can't really think of a hotter pop star right now. Like, is there one? I don't know.
I mean, Lady Gaga's still killing it.
Yeah, she's still,
she's still killing it. She's got that album coming out with Tony Bennett, I think, pretty soon.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you, Sam.
Of course.
Thank you, Sam.
Cool to do this in person, too.
So, yes.
All right. Let's go now to the recording from intern Sammy. That's Samantha Reed.
Hello, Rockin' the Suburbs community, fellow interns, and of course, Jim and Patrick. This is intern Sammy with my September new music pick. And for this month, I picked Horsey. It's a single. She says it's the first song that inspired her new record. So I'm very excited to hear it. It's pretty sad. and she actually wrote about the song. She said it's the first song she wrote in the pandemic. It's all about like being lonely, feeling like you can barely lift a pencil, missing people you've lost, and just curling up in that heavy blanket and the comfort of well-practiced sadness. So it's a pretty heavy song, but I love Kate Nash. She has fantastic songwriting skills, and she's actually a really great actress too. If anybody's seen Netflix's Glow, that's really great too. And she put on a show with Emmy the Great, who was one of my previous picks, I think actually like a year ago. And they actually put on a show in like 2012. They recreated the Buffy the Vampire Slayer episode Once More with Feeling, which is a musical episode. And so she's a great actress, a great singer, a great songwriter. So check out Horsey. And that's it. So keep rocking the suburbs. Blue velvet curtains, why do you judge me?
All right, that's Kate Nash. Mm. The song is Horsey, and it has that sort of like clip-clop.
Yeah, that clippity-cloppity beat, mm-hmm. which is cool.
Interesting.
Yeah. They did it without using drums or any percussion. They did it kind of, it was neat.
Yeah.
It was really neat.
Yeah. And I think the way Sammy worded that, curling up in a blanket of well-crafted sadness. Yeah. Oh my God. to like take a step back from my soul there for a second. Oh, goodness me.
Now that's a weighted blanket.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, that's when the bourbon comes out for me. So
yeah. Yeah,
that's my blanket. All right, that was great. Great pick.
Really cool pick, really cool. And she said something about actress, but I didn't catch
what
show she's on.
She's on a show on Netflix.
Oh, okay.
I got to pull it up here.
She was on Glow.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Which was wrestling, 80s set women's wrestling.
Oh, yeah. Right.
That show looks entertaining. Okay. I've never seen it.
It's pretty good. Okay, it's pretty good. Yeah, so she was on that.
Cool.
And I guess I think she has other credits as well, but yeah.
Okay, cool.
Let's move on to intern Mary Edelberg.
Okay,
all right.
Greetings, Suburbs Pod. Intern Mary here with my September pick of the month. This month, I've chosen an album from American pop rock band Imagine Dragons. This is their fifth studio album. This album has four singles and is pretty dark, actually. It just sounds like lessons learned. If you want to take a listen, I suggest No Time for Toxic People, because who has time? Keep rocking the suburbs.
That feels like a good song for today.
Yes.
Do you know what I'm saying?
Without a doubt.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Very, very good. And totally agree with the sentiment. I will tell you guys this. I have been to an Imagine Dragons concert.
You have?
Yes.
Really?
I took Gigi, my youngest, when she was a little younger, was into the band. And I took her and some of her friends to a sold-out concert at the
That's a good dad.
Venue out here. Yeah, that shall not be named. So more
points
for
that
one. Yeah.
Ooh, yeah.
Yeah, that's a whole day's planning. But yeah, it was quite enjoyable, actually. They really entertained the crowd, man. And most of the people knew all the words and stuff. So, mm-hmm. Yeah. Very interesting.
You into Imagine Dragons at all, Sam?
And their music, not so much. But I 100% agree with what Mary said. There is no room in this world for toxic people. Right. And there's no room in people's lives for toxic people. Especially
so
with all the craziness that has happened.
Yeah, there's enough out there, right?
Yes.
Yeah, without having people around that are spreading it, making mm-hmm. it worse. Yep.
You would think in this time of crisis that people could come together, but they just don't. And it's
yeah,
their personal feelings get the best of them. Mm-hmm. And honestly, I got to say, just listening to that, that's a good song to like pick yourself up after a really bad day.
That's right.
They do have some uplifting music. They really do. So. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So maybe this wouldn't be like the after club song on the Metro, like Low.
No.
Right? This would be more like the after a hard day of work on the Metro.
And you just showed up to the bar or the beer garden.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
And I also know this fact about Imagine Dragons. They did play before the UEFA Champions League final one time.
Is that
now
right?
They have a group, a little performance. In Europe, they do it a little different. I don't know if you've ever watched some of the opening ceremonies for like some of the games, but they do like sort of like a Super Bowl halftime show before the actual event takes mm-hmm. place. But Imagine Dragons was the big artist at that. So.
Yeah.
That's cool. All right. There you go. Intern picks for September. All right.
Thank you, guys.
Well done, fellow interns.
tomorrow, we will... we'll have listener picks, all right?
Yeah, that'd be great. And one thing I'll say, too, as we, last week did some shows recorded at Suburb Podfest, we got to find a way to get all the interns together the next time we do that. That would be great to have them all there. It really would. Reward them. Yeah, it'd be great.
Yeah, absolutely. All right. Okay, let's get out of here. It's Rockin' the Suburbs. I'm Jim Lenihan.
I'm Patrick Foster.
And I'm Intern Sam.
We'll talk to you all tomorrow. We'll be right back.
saw a TikTok where the guy was who did the horns for Industry Baby was showing how he recorded it. They're like real horns.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah, they're not from a synthesizer.